You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Play in Alberta, everything stays in Alberta. Revenues from Play Alberta stay in the province. Can help get the Henday built. Kane's coming back, and also, yes, Puljujärvi will be a healthy scratch tonight.
Yeah. Do we know, like, where was that reported? How do we know that for sure, that it's Puljujärvi out?
I can just say I got it from somebody.
Oh, you reported it.
No, I did. I just reported on our show, but I think Bag Milk might have had it online as well. But
okay, I was surprised when I saw that, because I saw Darren A come into the locker room this morning and he was breathing really heavy, like he had just gone for a pretty significant skate. So I remember thinking to myself, oh, okay, that doesn't look like a guy that's going to play, but he doesn't have to play a ton of minutes, so maybe he went for a hard skate this morning. But it was just notable when I saw him come off, how heavy he was breathing. So, if they have to make a healthy scratch tonight, Puljujärvi's kind of been teetering on the brink of that territory here for a little bit. And it's supposed to be competitive. And so if DeRNA is the guy that has earned the ice time and they want to keep that configuration, then that's the way she goes. And I don't know. I mean, I know a certain segment of the fan base won't like it. Another certain segment, it'll make complete sense. I don't have an issue with it. I think, the team's been playing better. More players are playing better. And Puljujärvi and Warren Fogel have been passed significantly by Janmark and Kostin lately. So that's just the way it goes.
When you look at, I don't think Warren Fogel was playing awful when he was healthy scratched, Derek Ryan. I just think there was other guys playing better. And when you're going to go with 11 to forwards, then you're going to have somebody who comes out of the lineup who, like, there's some games where you get guys healthy scratch, and you're like, okay, I understand why he's healthy scratch. But, this one kind of looks like there might just be a forward rotation here for the next bit, especially with the return of Kane.
I mean, maybe. Yeah, but you don't want to be in the group of forwards who they're okay taking out. And at $3 million, you shouldn't be. So it's not an ideal scenario, because while Kane comes out, or comes in, Yamamoto's also been out. And so you'd think, with no Kata Yamamoto in the lineup, that Jesse Puljujärvi should be in there, but that's just where it's at right now. So I don't view it as no big deal. It's just notable, and I think it speaks to how well Kostin has been playing. I think Janmark and Nugent Hopkins and Kostin together have been good and reliable, and I don't blame him for wanting to keep that group together.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, big addition for Kane tonight.
Yeah, I don't. There's zero reason to alter that line. You look at the last five games. That line has been excellent for the Edmonton Oilers. You look at it. I think Nugent Hopkins is outscoring the opposition 7-2. Kostin's 8-3. Janmark's 5-1. Right? They all have positive. If you want to go expected goals for, you want to go with shots for. Fenwick, I'd pick the number. Scoring chances, they're all in the positive, above 50%. So yeah, there's zero reason. But most importantly, that line scoring goals, right? And I'll always take goals over expected goals, because expected goals don't win you games. Goals actually win you games.
Yeah, so. Well, and Kostin's, he's playing really well. He's effective, but he's doing a lot of it at even strength. I mean, it's just...
Well, that's what I'm saying. All those numbers were 5-on-5.
Exactly, right. When you can do it at even strength like that, that matters. So this is an important game tonight, man. This is the team they're chasing. The Oilers are looking to put together a little streak here. They're wanting to be turning a corner and heading on to a straightaway here where they can really hit the gas and just pin it. And their game indicates they might be ready to do that, play some of their best hockey of the year. We know they're a better second-half team. And, they're wanting to really step on it here. So it's not going to be about hurt feelings. It's not going to be about anything other than just who gets you the win. And that's the way it should be. This is serious business they're dealing with here. So... let's see how it goes, and maybe, I'm not sure if a healthy scratching is a kick in the rear end for guys or not, or how they take it, and maybe they bounce back from it. We'll see. But this is the way it should be. This is nature happening.
What is your expectations for Kane?
Well, I mean, he's been out for a while, and so I think you always leave a little space for a guy to come back and have to get his legs under him. 19-20 minutes might be a lot for that guy, you know, trying to play after that much time off. But it was a wrist injury. It's not like it was a knee. So I think he was able to keep himself in pretty good shape, but there's nothing that simulates playing games other than just you got to get in there and play them. So I think if they're starting him where he was practicing yesterday, I don't know how long that'll last. Like, I'm not sure. But I just expect him to come in and skate well and finish his checks. And the one thing I'm interested with him is to see how the shot is. I mean, he admitted yesterday that the shot is going to take some time if it ever gets back to 100% where it was before. But it's definitely good enough to be going with. And so we'll see where his shot is at. He's a goal scorer. He needs that shot. So we'll keep an eye on that one.
Played with McLeod and Fogle yesterday. I would assume that's going to be the line today. And we will see where it goes. Now, the Kraken come in. Well, they were rolling 1-7 in a row. They faced Tampa Bay yesterday, first game after a long road trip, yada, yada, yada. For whatever reason, there's lots of teams struggling at home this year. Like Vegas, yeah. That used to be a team where you went into Vegas and you automatically lose. They're basically 500 at home. The Orders are under 500. Colorado, the defending champs, have only won half of their home games, 11 out of 22. It's kind of interesting how it's going a little bit in the West when it comes to home ice. But I look at this game for the Edmonton Orders, and to me, it's just – the game in Vegas showed me that, okay, yeah, they spanked two teams they should spank. Great. Or beat, I should say. And when you dominate them, to me, that's more impressive because it's hard to dominate an NHL team. But that Vegas game, specifically the third period, that's the one where the Orders, that should give them huge confidence coming into this game against Seattle, because the one thing about the Kraken you got to be aware of, they score 5-on-5. They got the most goals in the league 5-on-5. And this will be a good test for Edmonton, who has really picked up their defensive game 5-on-5 since Christmas.
Yeah, well, even strength, right? Like, the Kraken do not have great special teams. That's not where the success of their game is at. The success of their game is, the strength of their game is it even strength? And that's what they lean on, that's what they rely on, and that's what they've been able to, you know, I mean, they beat some pretty good teams lately, man. 3-0 over Boston. They schooled Toronto not too long ago. Like, pretty legit here. By the way, can you believe the schedule that the Kraken had? Like, they go out on the road on the 3rd, and they start this trip against the Oilers on the 3rd, and they play, 7 games on the road. They finish that 7-game road trip on a Saturday, get home, have Sunday to catch a breather, play a home game Monday, and then play a back-to-back and have to get to Edmonton for the Tuesday. So on the heels of a 7-game road trip, they got a back-to-back set, home and away, where the second one is on the road. It's crazy what the league has put in front of them here. So I know there's give and take and schedules are a bit of a negotiation, but whatever negotiation this was, they lost. But what an unreal job they did on this road trip. So this team's got confidence. You know, they don't have point of game players. They got a bunch of guys that on any given night can contribute. Their defense plays well. Like, they're just, yeah, man, they're just really solid at even strength. So be a good test for the Oilers, who want to be continuing their even strength play, which has been pretty good lately.
Oh, yeah, much better. Reiner Schrag joins them, the sports editor, TSN 1260. Also, Jack Campbell, not a real big surprise that he gets going tonight, but got two goalies here. Jack Campbell has won his last 4 starts. He's got a .921 save percentage and a 2.00 goals against. And Martin Jones, who both of them are still under .900 save percentage on the season. But Jones in 2023, like Campbell, he's undefeated. He's 7-0, has 2 shutouts, and a .926 save percentage. So you got two goalies who struggled to start then much of the year, but when the calendar turned here, both of them seemingly have found some consistency in their games.
Yeah, for sure. Like, Campbell, I mean, he just needs to keep piecing together these starts. If he gets in and he's making saves he's supposed to make, we're not seeing necessarily the weak ones. And not only that, Gregs, but he's making some spectacular saves too, some highlight reel saves that aren't him fixing his own mistakes. He's making saves where, you know, his team gets seamed or, you know, mistakes happen, and he bails them out. So he's making a lot of the saves he's supposed to, some of the saves he's not supposed to. You can see the injection of confidence into his game, into his play, and it's really good for them. What a great problem for the Oilers to have. Now they got Skinner, who's back you know, working hard to get back. It'll be interesting to see if they decide to go with him against Tampa. That'll be, you know, a couple more days of ice time for him, so that'll be meaningful. But if you get both guys here going at the same time and you got tough decisions to make, that's just so much better than where they were before in having to rely so heavily on Skinner here. So this is a huge development for the Oilers if Campbell can continue to put out confident starts, man. And if the Oilers can sort out their home game here and Campbell plays well, Kane comes back, it's got a chance to sort itself out here.
Well, I think it has sorted itself out because really the Oilers, they showed last year for 38 games. I asked Jay Woodcroft about it yesterday and I thought he was pretty honest. He basically just said their commitment to giving up freebies has to be better. Because that was what was killing the Oilers. Like, you go back to the Seattle game, you go to the St. Louis game, the Minnesota. Like, you look at some of their losses. Edmonton had lengthy stretches of the game where they're controlling the game. And then it's like, oh, here's a pizza up the middle goal. Oh, here's a guy who, you know, tries to, can't get the puck out on the blue line on a simple play. Oh, here's a goal. And, like, I felt for the, like, Edmonton for the longest time was Santa Claus. And it seems, though, that ever since St. Nick arrived and he left back to the North Pole, so have the Oilers, because they've significantly dropped gifting goals.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with that. But I'm not going to say they pulled out of this until they're well above 500 at home. Like, they have to get their home game sorted out here. They can't just have the strength of their game on the road. So they're, you know, they're 10-11-2 at home. You need to be able to take care of your business on home ice. So their even strength game, yes, sorting itself out. Jack Campbell definitely looks better. Getting healthy here with Evander Kane drawing in. There are positive, you know, signs. You have to take care of your business at home, and that's what they're focused on. That's what they got a chance to do here.
Shogger, have a good one.
You too, pal. Enjoy the game tonight.